Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jim Gervan's on a phone line. Hi, Jim. You're on WGN Radio. How are you today, sir?
Fine, John. Thanks for asking.
Jim is the founder of the People's Motorcade. It's the organization that supplies that baby Trump blimp that I think we first saw in London. Is that right, Jim?
That's correct, John. There is a group in the UK that created the first balloon.
Was that right after the election then?
No, it was recently when Mr. Trump visited the UK.
Oh, that's right. He was over there, and then suddenly that thing popped up. So that was the inspiration. And then you guys said that was so much fun or whatever that we need to have one of those in the United States. Is that correct?
Right. We thought that it was a perfect characterization of the man who now occupies the White House, both in the childlike caricature as well as holding his cell phone, tweeting away.
So it's a giant balloon of a Trump-like blimp character, like you might see in the Macy's Day Parade, say, but in this case it's a caricature of the president wearing a diaper, and out of one of his hands he has a cell phone. You did a GoFundMe page to build that thing, is that right?
Correct. We had a GoFundMe page shortly after it flew in London, and it was a very successful campaign.
You had enough as a result to fund six balloons, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. We were so overwhelmed with the support that we got in donations that the one balloon initial effort that we had intended to undertake mushroomed and took off, not to use a pun. And we decided that the more balloons we could get, the more effective we could be in delivering our message.
You're in New Jersey. Are you a political guy? Are you one of these liberal think tankers, or what's your deal?
Well, I'm retired. I spent almost 30 years working in local government. I am politically active locally. Not so much prior to the election, but afterwards. I've become very politically active here in New Jersey.
It's a funny cause, isn't it? So there you are, happily ensconced in retirement, say. The election happens. You're upset about it. A lot of us just hid under the covers. But no, you did a GoFundMe page for a baby balloon, and that's what you do now, right?
It's more than a full-time job. Days often start at 5 o'clock and don't end till 11. So it's definitely a job. It's almost like having a startup.
And then is it a for-profit venture for you? I mean, how does this work? How does the balloon come to Chicago? I presume there are expenses. Who's going to fly it? Literally, how does that happen?
Well, People's Motorcade is a nonprofit organization. All the money that was raised for the GoFundMe campaign is held by the nonprofit, and those monies were used to purchase the balloons and fund the operation to get all the balloons out. And we ask very little of the individuals that adopt our babies. All they have to do is cover the shipping to get the baby to them, and any costs associated with actually holding their event. We try to help them in fundraising, like in Chicago. There's a GoFundMe page put up by the Women's March of Chicago and Jen Galdies to help raise money.
March to the Polls in Grant Park. March to the Polls in Grant Park is the sort of latest version of the women's rally that took place in January. Now it's going to be Saturday morning, October 13th, if the weather permits, the balloon goes up at 9 a.m. at Grant Park. The details are available everywhere. I'm just reading from a press release from you guys. By the way, so, you know, I think maybe, suppose I think that's funny. Suppose I support that. Suppose I want to get a picture with the balloon in the background. A lot of people feel the exact opposite of that. Do you hear from them, and what do you hear?
Well, we've certainly got, I personally have gotten a lot of reaction following the announcement of Baby Trump tour. Mostly positive, certainly some negative. That's to be expected. It comes with the territory. It wasn't only new to the Baby Trump. I've been experiencing it for the last 18 months, almost 2 years, in my political activism. So, yeah. But I experience a full spectrum of reactions.
Do you worry that someone's going to take a drone or a dart to your balloon and knock it out of the sky?
Am I worried about it? No. Do I think that it's possible that it'll happen? Yes. But there's no reason to worry about it, because if that's going to happen, then you just hope whatever forces are there will be able to react to it as far as law enforcement. But it's, you can't stop the expression of the right to speak out and to demonstrate for fear that there might be some adverse reaction to what you're doing.
Yeah. By the way, my understanding is it's not going to march this year. It's going to stay stationary, so it will be in Grant Park. Some of my texters are loving this, and some of them are saying things like this: baby balloons, how disrespectful to our nation. Use your time and effort to do good for our country. Another texter says, so many people that could use that money, and yet you waste it on this. And from 708, how much does he get paid from the charity? What's your response to those kinds of texts?
Well, personally, first of all, as far as getting paid, I've gone into debt to support this personally. So, that's a fallacy. And any profits that are made go directly into supporting the effort. As far as being disrespectful, I think the best example of disrespect sits in the Oval Office. So I don't consider this lowering the bar. If anything, it's raising the bar on the discourse that is going on.
It's going to be in Chicago on Saturday at 9 a.m. at Grant Park. My best to everybody. I'm for free speech, that's for sure. And I really appreciate you joining us today.
All right, John, you have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Jim Gervan is the founder of the People's Motorcade.